Second, Rabbi Paragalef Mishnah Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. This Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was the grandson of the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. He was the father of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was the one that arranged the Mishnayos. Ashloshet Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Ala Din Ba'ala Emes Ba'ala Shalom. On these three things the world exists. On Din, Emes, and Shalom. Now we had a Mishnah Bey that Shimon HaTzadik said, Ashloshet Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Ala Torah Ba'ala Voda Ba'ala Gumilos Chasar. And here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying three different things the world is Omeid on. The explanation is that Shimon HaTzadik was referring to the three precepts that the world was created on. On Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas HaSarim, those are the Amudei HaOlam, the pillars of the world. Here we're referring to the three things that are required for people to be able to live with each other so that the world can continue to exist. If there was no din, if people were not brought to justice, or if the dying did not judge properly, he did not judge din emes, la amito, truthfully, then people would not be able to live with each other as there would be anarchy. So too, if there's no emes, if nobody can trust one another, then we would not be able to live with each other. And certainly if there's no shalom, we would not be able to live with each other, as shalom is everything. As Chazal tells us, the Pasuk says, Nasati shalom ba'aretz, I will put peace on the earth. As a person might think, if I have Michael and I have Mishpah, what more do I need? Chazal tells us, no matter how much good you have, im ein shalom, ein klum, if you don't have shalom, then all the other things are worthless. So therefore the Pasuk tells us, Nasati shalom ba'aretz, shenema. As the Pasuk says, Emes u'mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areichem. Emes, mishpat, and shalom, you should judge in your shar, in your gate. And before that, in the Pasuk, it says, Kein shafti v'zamamti l'heitev et Yerushalayim v'ez Beis Yehuda. I sat and I planned to do good to Yerushalayim and to Beis Yehuda. So therefore, we see that with Emes, mishpat, and shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good for Klal Yisrael. Second, I look for a Beis Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi here is referring to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was a descendant of Hillel. And he had reached such a shlemos in Midos and in Chachma. That the other Chachamim called him Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And he was the one that put together the Mishnayos. What is the proper and straight path that a person should choose for himself? Anything that brings glory to the person who does the mitzvah, and other people will glorify in him. When a person does a mitzvah, he should do so at the right time, at the right place, and he should do the mitzvah of Shlemos with all the tnam, all the conditions involved in the mitzvah. That will bring glory to him. And so too in Midos, a person should always pick the derech hamsai, the middle path. He shouldn't go too far to either extreme. For example, a person shouldn't give away all his money to aniyim. So too, he shouldn't be stingy with his money. He should pick the middle path. He should give up to 20% of his money to the aniyim, like Chazal tell us. And so too, in all the midos, the person should always pick the middle path. That will bring glory to him. Ba'avizar b'mitzvah kala b'kibbeh hamura she'en ata yodea matan scharan shel mitzvah. A person should be very careful with mitzvahs that seem to him are less significant, just like he is careful to do the mitzvahs that seem to him are more significant, as a person does not know the reward of the mitzvah. A mitzvah that you think does not have a lot of reward could have more reward than a mitzvah that you think has a lot of reward. As we do not know what tzchar HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to mitzvahs, as opposed to the mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, then we know what punishment you do for being over on them. As some mitzvahs lo sa'aseh, you get malchus, and some you get krisis, or mitzvahs besdin. But by mitzvahs sa'aseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not tell us the tzchar. The reason being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do all the mitzvahs. As for a person to reach shlemos, he has to do all the mitzvahs. As there are 248 mitzvahs, I say, and they are keneged, they represent the 248 evarim, limbs of a person. So therefore, a person wants to be mashlim, all his evarim, all his limbs. So therefore, a person should be careful to do all the mitzvahs, and he shouldn't make a cheshbon to see which mitzvah he thinks is more significant, and to do those mitzvahs, and not to do what he considers the lesser significant mitzvahs. V'habi mechashev hefsed mitzvah keneged tzchara, uzchara veira keneged hefseda. A person should make a cheshbon, how much it cost him to do a mitzvah, and he should weigh that keneged the tzchara of that mitzvah. As even if it costs a person a lot of money to do a mitzvah, when he thinks about the tzchara, the reward that he will get for that mitzvah in olam haba, the amount he spends for the mitzvah pales in significance to the schar that he will get in Olam Haba for the mitzvah. And so too, when a person is tempted to do an avera, he should think about the reward that he will have from doing the Avera, how much money he will gain, or how much he will benefit from the Avera. But when he thinks Kenege that, the punishment that he will get in the next world for the Avera, he will realize it's worth it to lose all his money and not to do an Avera. If you think very much about the following three things, you will not come to do an Avera. Da mala mala mimach, ayin roe, v'ozen shamas, v'chol masecha b'sefer nechtavim. You should think about what's above you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows and sees everything that you do. There is an eye looking at you. This is connected to the Maisim. A person should not do an Avera, as nobody can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. There is an ear listening. This is connected to Diburim Asurim. A person should not say things such as Lashon Hara or Rechilas that are Asur, as everything is heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all your mitzvahs are written down in a sefer, meaning to say that you should not think that there is shikcha lamala. It's possible that some of the things that you do will be forgotten. You should know, just like something written in a book is not forgotten, so too all the mitzvahs that a person does in this world is remembered, and after 120 years, it's all played back to him. Nothing is forgotten.